Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Thanks for joining us this week. We're so excited. I feel like we have so many things going on. We literally have 1 week until we leave for the south of France, and we're excited.
So like, excited.
We had our last call with our group. We do like monthly calls up until basically the trip starts, and we had our last call, and I feel like everyone was just so excited. So I don't even know. Like, it just made me even more excited. And we like made some last minute plans. We made reservations at a restaurant at the Hotel Du Cap Edenrock, which I feel like is the iconic hotel that Sofia Richie got married at. And it's just iconic, honestly. And I feel like everyone who goes to the south of France, like, goes to this hotel. So we randomly added that to our schedule, and I feel like everyone got so excited for it, which just made me even more excited. And I feel like when I'm excited, my travel anxiety kind of goes away.
Yeah, I know. I feel like
that the excitement like covers me. The travel anxiety. Yes. Yeah. So I feel like I had travel anxiety last week just knowing it was coming up, and then I feel like it's starting to go down, and then we had this call and I feel like it just completely got covered up with the excitement. So I'm hoping that carries through the week, although it probably will not, as I still have to pack
and
do the whole outfit planning thing.
Yes, and chaotic packing our mode.
Beauty appointments. And it's like, I feel like for a normal person packing, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But as you guys know, as content creators and whatnot, it's like our packing process is a like content creation in itself. So it's not a normal packing process. Like, you're doing the packing videos, you have to try on all your outfits and plan them and figure out the location. So like, packing in itself just takes
literally multiple days. Like, seriously,
it's a process.
It's like I have a rough draft, and then I have my final draft, and then like then it's time for the final, like, to put it all together. But like, there's like a few rough drafts. Like, seriously, it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, and I want to make content while I'm doing it, like, just in case for whatever reason, if I don't get a video in a certain outfit, I want to have just a video at home, I guess, of me trying it on. And then I'm just going to grab a photo from that and put that in my PowerPoint for my outfits. And yeah, just a whole production basically in itself. So, and then obviously the cute packing video and the aesthetic packing. So trying to do that at the same time. And it's like figuring out the most efficient way to get that done while packing and trying not to be stressed and fitting everything in our luggage.
Well, yes.
On top of all that. So that is what my week looks like. Plus obviously beauty appointments. I think we have like nails scheduled. I'm going to get my brows done, my lashes done. I think those are the main things, like nothing too much, but it's still something to do when you're extremely stressed out.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like that's what my upcoming week
looks like. This week is going to be crazy, but It's honestly nice, like, doing all this packing now, because, like, we do not even have to think once about what we're going to wear for, like, a month. So that's exciting.
Oh, also, I need to delete so much content off my phone because I keep getting close to full storage. So I was really hoping the new iPhone was going to come out before we left, but I just don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. So I need to figure out that situation. But yeah, so that is the plan this week. But yeah, we wanted to do a more personal episode this week. We heard this on a different podcast and someone did it and we really liked the idea. So basically it's just a whole kind of what a day in our life looks like, but being very descriptive and sharing all the details, because like I'm always so granular. Curious what people's daily routines look like. So we thought we would do a whole episode dedicated to that. But before we do that, just our updates and our influences. I feel like our biggest update is truly the South of France trip is coming up. We're so excited. The group of girls is truly so amazing. I'm so excited to meet them IRL in the South of France. Like, we've been FaceTiming and doing our Zoom meetings and whatever, but I'm just so excited to have this group together in the South of France. I feel like the South of France, honestly, is combining two of my favorite things. It's giving like luxe Paris, but on the beach.
Yeah, it's so amazing. And I feel like the day trips we're going to be taking is going to just like put it over the top. We're going to such
iconic spots too. I'm so excited. Yeah. So yeah, and then obviously being in Paris after, where I just feel like a free soul fluttering through the magical streets of Paris. Honestly,
yes,
that's how I feel when I'm there. So yeah, really excited, but I can't believe it's finally here. I feel like we've been talking about it for so long, mm-hmm. and it's been a year since our last trip, which is so crazy because that doesn't even feel that long ago. So
yeah,
that's crazy. But any other updates? I'm trying to think. I think that's mainly it, is this trip. It's a pretty big trip.
It's like, so honestly, the only thing I can think about. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. And then I get that like excitement anxiety, where it's not a bad anxiety. I'm just so excited that I can't sleep anxiety, yeah, because I'm excited. So it's like a good anxiety, but it affects me negatively.
Take your magnesium.
I know. So true. So true.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then before this call, we were just chatting about current TV shows. So we just wanted to chat about that real quick, because I feel like TV is currently popping off. Selling Sunset just dropped a new season. I pretty much spent all of Saturday binge watching the entire season. Like, I was horizontal on the couch for way too long. I think it was like 8 hours. My Aura Ring was like, it's time to get up and stretch your legs a little bit. Like, and that's Netflix so is funny. Like, are you still watching? Are you still watching? And I was like, yes, I'm watching this whole thing through.
Yes, I am sat.
I did it. Yeah, I was actually sad for a very long time. But it was so nice. Like, I think this weekend I was going to try to be really productive and like do all the things, but I ended up just resting and being very like low key and not really doing anything, because I was like, I have time this week to pack, so I'm just gonna rest and relax this weekend. So that was really, really nice. But yeah, honestly, like, we all know, like, Selling Sunset is less about the actual selling of houses and more about the drama, but I feel like it was still good. Like, they still had a lot of really cool houses and a lot of cool like guests buying those houses, I guess you could say. Oh, they had the I think it's Joshua Tree, that invisible house, that like full glass one.
Oh yeah,
they like featured that was I don't actually, I think they might be
interesting. Yeah.
But so that was really cool to see that house on there. Ooh. And then obviously all the really cool LA house. Oh, and there's like one house that the bathroom is so stunning. It was like the first bathroom to make the cover of, I think it's Architectural Digest. It was,
did it look like the Ritz?
Like the bathtub. it was like marble, like all marble, like the floor, the tub. And it was like, not like a white marble, but like kind of like a brown, like, well, it was like white, but it had like brown in it. So it was like a very interesting. Yeah. So I feel like they definitely featured really cool houses for sure. So that was good. And obviously the drama, I just want to talk to somebody about the drama, because I feel like
I need to watch it.
I feel like this might be controversial, but I feel like I'm team Brie for sure with everything that happens. After you watch it, we'll talk about it, because I just feel like she's so real. And like, it's like, obviously you're on a reality TV show, so a lot of these scenes have to be on the show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. You'll see what I'm talking about, and we'll have to chat.
I feel like you and Brie are similar. Like, just like... Yeah. Down to earth, girlies about their business.
She just says it how it is. And I feel like she's not one to really make things up. And like, she doesn't really care. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just kind of her vibe, I feel like. And I feel like they always make that person the villain. Like, the person who is so confident in themselves. Totally. And like Christine Quinn, 100%. Yes. Like, make that person the villain because they're so like confident in themselves. I don't know. So that was really good. Watched the whole thing. And then Secret Lives of Mormon Wives came out, if you're into that TikTok drama and all that. I haven't watched all of it yet. Wait, did you finish it?
I haven't finished it. We were talking about how it's like a little cringy.
I was watching it with my husband because I was like, oh, look at the trailer, look at this. And then we watched an episode and he was like, yeah, this can be a you show. Like, I'm good. And I was like, okay, yeah.
They like, okay. Also, did you get like Selling Sunset vibes from their edits? Like, it's like the same songs. Well, I think it's like
Hulu, right? Like, it's.
Yeah.
Oh, Selling Sunset's Netflix, though. Hulu is like Kardashians. So I think it's like very similar to that edit. Yeah, it's like very like
the like music was literally like Selling Sunset. I was like,
but what then the heck? Just giving amateur Housewives of Salt Lake City, because they do have a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and it's obviously like way more intense. I guess like I don't want to say real life drama, but like I don't know. I feel like from what I've seen so far of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is like. Like, I don't know, it's like the pat. I don't know how to describe it besides like amateur and
it's, yeah.
Like, it just seems like a bunch of like high school or college girls gossiping.
Yeah. And they
just, about their friends and their boyfriends. Like, that's so the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, but, I just feel like you can tell what's real and like what the producers told them to do. Like,
I feel like if you're really into this drama, I was telling Danielle this, the Vile Files podcast with Nick Vile, I've actually started to really like his podcast. I wasn't ever a huge fan of him as a person when he was kind of in Bachelor Nation, but ever since he got married and like has this podcast, I actually am starting to like him again. And I feel like he does such a good job on his podcast with the guests that he's getting. And she actually went, Taylor Frankie Paul went on his podcast, and it was almost like a 2-hour episode. And I feel like he actually asks all the questions and like gets all these detailed answers. And he interviewed so many of the Love Island USA cast, and everyone's like, oh, call her daddy and all that. But like, I feel like those were good interviews, but I feel like his just goes so deep, and like he asks the questions, and Taylor Frankie Paul is like, I don't know if you want to know this. And he's like, oh, yeah, we do. We want to know the details. And she, like, explains everything and, like, gives all the details. So it's like, if you've never heard of this, you could listen to that podcast and kind of get the entire vibe. And it was really interesting to hear her side of the stories and the explanation of, like, why she did what she did and the headspace that she was in. Like, she talks about the night that she got arrested and, like, when she was just in such a low place, she was like drinking, and when she was like throwing the chairs, like she just honestly did not care about anything at that exact moment. And I feel like that's such a vulnerable story to tell and share. And she was like so open and honest with it. So I feel like that was such a good podcast. And I've honestly loved a lot of his podcasts that he's done lately. So that's another one I've recently added to my list of podcasts in terms of like reality and whatnot. Yeah. Like, he gets really good guests. So yeah, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah, I feel like people just love how real she is. Like, people are so intrigued by it.
Yeah. Well, it just, like, kind of seems like everyone else was kind of hiding, and she was the one who just, like, came out and was like, this is how it is. And everyone's like, oh, shoot. Like, what's happening here? So, and she, like, talks about the parties and, like, the details and, like, how it would happen, what would happen. Like, she talks about how, like there would be, like, so it would just be, like, a normal party, and then a lot of people who were not involved would leave. And then once all those people were gone, then all the crazy stuff started happening. Yeah. And they could, like, feel out between the couples, like, who was interested versus who wasn't interested. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, so interesting to listen to. So if you are looking for some shows, that's interesting. And then I feel like I was telling Danielle about Tell Me Lies. Mm-hmm. Season 2 is coming out. I think there's only, like, 2 episodes out. But season 1 was honestly so good, and I can't even tell you why it's good, but
I think personally it's like a train wreck that you literally cannot look away from,
but and you can't stop watching it.
Yeah, but they like really, I feel like the reason why I was so drawn and like pulled in is because the way they start the show is like, it's like a flash, so it's like a scene forward. And then flash forward, and then the whole thing is leading up to like what happened to get to that scene, and like you just want to know why.
And that's how they start season 2 as well.
I know. And then I was like that, oh too. My god. Yeah, I am
so then, but then it's like they give you a little more, and then you're like, oh my gosh. Yes. Like, and I feel like it's honestly, I feel like a lot of girls can hopefully relate to the situation yeah. and kind of see it and be able to kind of be aware of what's happening. And like, they might be like, oh, I'm kind of in a situation like this. Like, this isn't good. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Totally. I feel like it's really good. And then I think the Toast talked about it last week.
They did. Possibly. That's actually what made me like you talked about it. And then the Toast talked yeah. about it. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to just watch it.
But the Toast was saying that they did such a good job because I think it's the set is in 2008 yeah. and they just do such a good job with all the details in terms of like the fashion and like even the phones. Like they don't have iPhones or like they have like one iPhone, whereas everyone else is like texting T9 literally. And I love when shows are so specific about details like that because they could say like, oh, 2008, but then give everyone an iPhone. And I don't think people would really notice. Yeah. The difference, you know, but I don't know. It's just so
like,
yeah, and like their outfits, like they're Facebook. Not dressed like it's not like current like TikTok college yeah. girl vibe. You know what I mean? Like it's very much 2008.
It was like, so like,
yes, Facebook
how college felt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another really good show. Although I'm sad that it's not one of those shows that just drops. Like I love I know, Netflix that just week. Gives you the whole season. Just give me the freaking whole season. Like, why are we doing this one episode a week?
They want to draw out people talking about it, which like I get, but like it's hard
I waiting. get. But then isn't the way to reach number one, like I feel like the shows that hit number one on Netflix are the ones that like come out all at one time.
Yeah, I don't know, right? Maybe, but then it's like people like won't forget then about it over. Like you hit number one and then it's over. I feel like maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, so that's really good too. I'm obsessed. So
I know it's honestly it's kind of giving euphoria, but without like the like hardcore drugs like, and stuff.
Like low key college euphoria.
Yeah, yeah. So if you liked Euphoria, you'd probably like this show.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, that's what I did all weekend. Was literally. Be horizontal, watch TV, and cuddle
we
with my dogs.
We have to rest this week, seriously.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make sure I
get
hydrate.
Our hours of sleep.
Yes, get my workouts in, get my sleep in, and taking my vitamin C packets.
Yes.
From
oh, I need
Symbiotica.
To like write that down. I need to take mine too.
Yeah. So, and then off to Europe in a week. So excited. Okay. What is your current influence of the week?
Okay, my current influence of the week, I have been wanting a Baze luggage for honestly a really long time. But like,
I'm honestly surprised it's taken you this
long.
I
know, you guys. I actually have tried. Like, I have tried other routes just because it is expensive. I mean, obviously for yeah. a reason. It's like Shay Mitchell did such a good job with the branding, with the whole brand in general. I feel like every part of yeah. Baze is like really, really well done. But like I never like I was like, ugh, there has to be like it's just luggage. Like you barely see it. Like it's not that important to me until I started like loving the airport aesthetic. It wasn't ever really that important to me. So like I tried doing a collaboration with this other luggage brand. And literally the first time I used the luggage, it was just completely trashed. Like, so I was like, okay, well, that's great. And then I tried Amazon luggage. It broke the first time I used that luggage. And so I wasted money. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Like, I just pressed submit or whatever, complete purchase. I did it and I'm really excited. I got the Atlas pink color and honestly, I'm surprised it wasn't out of stock because a lot of them are always out of stock. So yeah. I'm excited about that. And I feel like maybe that kind of got my excitement for packing. That was a great little treat for me. It made me excited about packing because I am currently very stressed. I feel like I have my outfits kind of getting together, but then I'm like, okay, now I have to do like accessories and that's a whole other thing. So it's like this
and then
is
like
the
shoes,
struggle
like
it's
narrowing
like one
down
yes.
shoes
like one day's gonna be outfits, one day's gonna be accessories, one day's gonna be shoes, and then like your mate, like, you know, it's a whole thing. But at least I have my cute luggage coming, so I'm excited about
love
that.
That
yeah
I feel like I've had mine honestly for a while. I had I'm trying to think. I really liked CalPAC for a while, and they did really well for me. But then the wheels would kind of give in sometimes. So I ended up getting Base. Honestly, I think I've had it.
Yeah, you've had
every time we've gone to Europe.
Yeah.
For like at least the past 3 years. And I don't know how to describe it, but I don't know how she made them so much better than normal luggage. Like, I don't know, it's how so either, weird that
you don't even use covers on yours, and I feel like your luggage isn't trashed. Like every single thing I've done. I can just take
probably like a magic eraser and get the scuffs off of it.
I just feel like
the way it rolls really smooth, and the handle's really comfortable because it has like a cushion underneath the handle that you like hold when you pull it. And it's just like such a smooth, seamless experience. Yeah. And I haven't had to replace it or anything, which is honestly kind of shocking because it's gone to Europe with me I think I got it for our first trip to Europe. I think that's why I got it. And it's honestly been so good ever since. And it's lasted. So honestly, I think it's totally worth the investment. It's going to last you so long. And like, you want to buy luggage again. So that's good.
Well, shoot. Now I'm like, maybe I should just buy the whole freaking set. But I paid that $70 express shipping. So.
Yeah. Like, totally worth it, I think. Like,
I know. I mean, it's
you'll true. Get your money's worth for sure.
Yeah, totally.
So.
So yeah, I'm excited about that. And I love Shay Mitchell, so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have a very exciting influence of the week this week.
Yes, I'm so excited to finally share my influence of the week is my new Birkin baby. I'm so excited. I've had her for a couple weeks now, but she's kind of been a little secret. Whenever I buy things, they just have to sit in their box and be new for a while. And then I had to find the right time to film my unboxing. And then I had the content, and I had to find the right time to post it. So finally shared that and posted it. I'm gonna share the videos on stories, I think, soon of like walking in and the door was literally locked. This is so funny. So I'm gonna share that on stories. But finally posted her. I'm so excited. I feel like that was such like a goal of mine, such like a dream.
Yeah.
I don't know, experience, moment. I don't know what you want to call it, but I feel like I have been eyeing this bag for a while, and it's literally been my phone screensaver. Yeah. If you've hung out with me, that's literally, I've been manifesting it for so long. And I feel like the color that I got, it's called Grease Tortorelle, I think is how you pronounce it. It's a little more rare to find. So it's very similar to Etaupe, I believe. And yeah, I just feel like the color that I found was a little more rare. So I just felt like it was the time because I found the bag and it was resale, and I'm like in hopes of like getting the opportunity for like an in-store appointment in Paris, like manifesting that. So but yeah, I love her so much. I think the color is such a good color. It's a very much a neutral color that I feel like is just gonna match with everything, and it's very classic, so I can wear it with all the seasons. And honestly, I just look at it and I'm so obsessed and like so happy, and I'm just like, oh, I love it so much. So worth it. So worth the investment. Like, so worth saving for and like doing it. And I got like really nice supportive comments from you guys, and I was like, so sweet. That just like made my day. Like, so I don't know, I feel like you never know what to expect. And like, obviously there's a lot of haters on the internet and people who are just like, why are you so materialistic? Why would you spend so much money on that? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All those things. And like, they obviously just don't get it. So, and that's okay. Like, they don't have to get it. It's not for them to get. It's for me to get. So love you guys for being supportive. And I'm so excited to bring it to Europe with me to style it. And love her so much. And I'm hoping to be able to get some accessories for her while I'm there and get a little twilly and a little rodeo keychain and kind of do that. But I'm finally part of the Birkin Club, and I'm so excited. So yeah, that is my influence. That'll probably be my influence for a very long time.
Honestly, it deserves
as it should be. I even was like, I texted Danielle, I was like, does this orange deserve a spot on the feed? Like, is this Birkin orange worth it? And honestly, when I was looking at my feed, I was like, honestly, I think it goes. Like,
yeah,
it feels right. So, yeah, there's orange on my feed now.
No, she deserves a spot. Like,
yeah,
you're I'm like, one I'm and happy only with color. It.
I want to, like, when I'm scrolling back, I want to be able to, like, see that catch my eye. So, yeah, I'm so happy. The details of it, it's a Birkin 30. That's the size, a B30. And I feel like it's honestly a really good size. I didn't know what to expect because I feel like a lot of people have the 25, which is smaller. And I feel like that one is kind of small. So,
yeah, I feel like it's a perfect size.
Yeah, and the 30, your arm can fit through the strap. For some people, your arm can't fit through the strap in the 25. So just something to know. But yeah, B30 Grease Tourterelle with palladium hardware. I think it's
she's
the details.
She's so stunning.
Of that.
She's perfect.
And every time I always like forget the exact shade that she is until I look at her and I'm just like, oh, that color is so good.
Yeah.
And like, obviously I've been staring at my phone of a picture of that for so long. So it's like so exciting to have that and have her, and her first outing will be Europe. So excited.
It was perfect timing.
Yeah, it really was, like, just how it like worked out and everything. So yeah, so excited, and I'm so happy, and yeah, I love her so much.
Yay. So exciting.
I'm so glad that it's finally out there.
I know.
I've been holding her as a little secret for a little bit, but I just like to enjoy the newness, the box and everything. Yeah. So yeah, that is my influence. So now that it's been 30 minutes, I feel like we can dive into our episode. Again, like we said earlier, we wanted to just do like a day in our lives, kind of in-depth, detailed description of just like products, because we love listening to other people share what products they're using, like what they're doing. I feel like it's so interesting to listen to. So it's just a casual, more chatty, personal episode this week. So we hope you guys like it. And I feel like we're going to start with just a normal admin day, I guess. We're going to do like an admin day, an event day, and a content day, just so you guys can kind of see the difference. There's not too much of a difference, just a couple things. But we'll start with an admin day and just basically go through what that looks like in products and all that. So take it away, Danielle.
Okay. Yeah. So like, we're going to get super detailed and granular because I think it's so interesting. Like, I love when people do these kinds of episodes. So I hope you guys do too. But yeah. Okay. So a very normal, typical admin day is probably so let's just paint the picture. Okay. This is probably a Monday, maybe a Tuesday.
Yeah. Love that.
Pretty much like always throughout the week, I just love the mornings. Honestly, I'm a morning person over a night person. So I am usually waking up around 7 every morning, and yeah, 7, usually it's 7 a.m. I immediately go downstairs. I let Kylo out, and then I'm actually surprised because I was thinking about this, how I've still kept up with this little morning ritual that I have for myself it was my New Year's resolution in January, and I'm realizing it's September, and like every single day that I'm home, I do this ritual. So I'm like really proud of myself.
I love that for you.
Yeah, that I do this every single morning. So before I look at my phone, I will go outside, I'll let Kylo out, and then I started doing this outside. It used to be inside, but I really like feeling like grounded. I'm barefoot, like feet on the ground, like feet on the earth. Like that's the vibe. Okay. So I take 3 deep breaths with my eyes closed, and I try to drop into myself and be super present. And because I usually start out the days like really scattered. When I wasn't doing this, I was super scattered. I would immediately go onto my phone and just like, that would set the tone for the day. So like I try to do something very small to set a very like grounded, present tone for the day. And this has really helped. So I do my 3 deep breaths, drop in, and then I say 3 really granular little small things that I am grateful for that happened the day before, or just something in general that like I thought about, like I'm really thankful that this person reached out to me today and like I got to hear from them, or I'm really thankful that it was, there was no clouds in the sky and it was such a beautiful day, or I got to go on a walk with my husband, like something really small, things like that, because then it just sets a good tone for gratitude. And then I do three things that I'm calling in for the day. So it's kind of like a mini, like what I'm trying to manifest for the day, and keeping it very like in the moment. It can be like something as small as like, I'm calling in more patience for myself, or it can be like, I'm calling in a brand deal that aligns with me right now, something like that. And then I will thank my angels. I'll thank the universe, and I'll thank God. I'll say amen. Okay. And then that ends.
I love that. I feel like gratitude goes such a long really way does. In life. And I was literally talking to my therapist about this over the weekend. Like, I just feel like with both of us, honestly, like we're so blessed and yeah. with our lives and our situation. And she's like, you don't need to be guilty about that. Mm-hmm. Like, you should just really like be grateful.
Yeah.
And like, it's, you know, one thing, like you deserve it. Yes. You've earned it. Like you are worthy of it. So it's just like in return, be grateful. And yeah. I felt like that was such good perspective.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I feel like that. It's one thing to be like, I'm grateful for this, but like, I feel like dropping in and being present and like really like thinking mm-hmm. Truly really deeply about like what you are thankful for and having gratitude for that is so important. And when I started doing yeah. this, it just made my day, and I feel like my mood and perspective of things just completely shift. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is super like, it's a super like tailored to me sort of ritual. Like I was trying to find something that like, I can't like journal anymore for like, I can't force myself to journal. So that was off the table in the morning. Like a lot of people, that's their morning routine, but like, I can't do something that I'm forcing myself to do. And this takes like 5 minutes max. So love this little morning ritual. I need to keep this up when I travel, honestly. But okay. And then after that's done, I drink my water. I will not say that I drink a full cup of water. I drink as much as I possibly can because I am so excited to make my coffee every single morning. I go in, I make my Nespresso, and I have my macro bar. Okay, that is my ritual in the morning, like every single morning. And then I go into editing my photos. Usually I don't have this ready. So it's like 7:30-ish, and then I post at like, I honestly like do this for like an hour. Like seriously, what am I doing? I don't know. I like get distracted along the way.
No, editing takes a while.
It takes like a long time.
It takes longer than you think it does.
Yes.
For sure. So that makes sense.
And if you're wondering like, okay, what does that mean? Because I remember people would tell me like editing photos and stuff like, and I just never really understood. Like, so you're going through your whole content, what you shot, favoriting it, then you put it into Lightroom, then you edit it like you with your preset. And then you take it a step further, like, okay, do I need to retouch anything out? Also, which one's going to be first? Like, let me put it on my feed and let me see which one looks best. Oh, I don't know. Okay, let me ask my assistant what she thinks. Like, it's like a whole thing, okay? So then I'm editing. I finally post around like 8:45 on a good day. And then I'm engaging for like until probably like 9. It depends what I have. In the morning, I've been trying to do Pilates at 9:30, so I'm usually stopping with engaging around 9:15-ish. So just like commenting on other people's, like commenting back on my comments and like seeing who else is like online engaging, showing them some love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'll usually go to Pilates at like 9:30. Oh wait, before that, I'll take my morning supplements, which Alyssa has put me on to ashwagandha in the morning, and that has honestly made such a huge difference for me. Like I physically and mentally can feel it. My dietitian even told me that. She was like, you just like feel really different today. Like you're like, she was like, you feel so grounded and like more present. And I'm like, girly, it's because I started taking ashwagandha And it's a really high dose. Like, honestly, it's a really high dose. 500 milligrams is kind of crazy, but, like, it really works. And I think I never have taken that much, so maybe that's why I can feel it. Yeah. But then I'll also do lion's mane and reishi, which are mushrooms. It's a natural supplement. And those mushrooms really help you with, like, clarity, grounding, I think brain function. I think that's the main thing. So for me, I think I have undiagnosed ADHD. I literally talked to a psychologist about it. She's like, yeah, you have that. But I'm not taking anything for that. So I feel like this is a really great, like, holistic supplement that has helped me. But I'm not a doctor, so don't take my advice on that. And then I will also take a seed probiotic, if I remember. This will clear you out, though, so I have to make sure I'm not, like, doing anything. Like, I can't take that before Pilates.
Yeah.
And also a hair supplement, like JS Health or Lemmy, I really like. So those are my little supplements for the morning, and then I'll go to Pilates. I have actually been going every single day, which is kind of crazy. And I actually, like, forget to cancel classes, so I will have to go twice a day sometimes. Kind of crazy, but I've just been loving it. I don't know. I feel like I finally have learned to do the moves correctly, where I'm not injuring myself, like, every 3 days. I used to always injure my lower back, so I feel like that has made a huge improvement with my experience with Pilates, because I feel like I am able to do it every day now and manage it. But if I'm not doing Pilates, okay, we're saying this is a Monday, so also on Mondays, you guys, I go to a dietitian, and I just have to say, this has changed my life. Truly, I just cannot emphasize that enough. Like, it's kind of funny how you and I both started seeing, like, a dietitian nutritionist coincidentally at the same time. But I don't know. I just feel like women should have this information. I had no idea about so much. This could be a whole freaking episode, truly. Mm-hmm. I have just learned so much from her, and so that has really improved my, like, overall wellness and well-being. So I will go in person and see her at 11 on Mondays. Love that little ritual.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, that's, like, a huge self-care thing that I'm doing. I'll come home. I will make my second coffee for the day. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'll make my second coffee for the day. My favorite is the iced coffee Nespresso. I just found this out. Like, it's called Ice Forte for Nespresso, and it is literally so good. I put first my Califia brown sugar creamer, that's like the almond milk brand, I don't know, it's so good, and then I make my iced coffee. That is my favorite thing right now. That is my little ritual midday to have a little pick me up. I'll usually have, like, a yogurt bowl at this point or lunch, and then I'll shower, and if it's a hair wash day, I will do a little hair mask. Okay, I feel like this is like a really self-care day, because I'm like, wait, this is a lot. Okay, just bear with me. If I'm washing my hair, I'll do a hair mask for an hour. And before I shower, the hair mask I use is the Gisu, whatever their hair mask is. And I feel like it's really helped put back moisture in my hair if you have very dry, damaged hair like I do. A pre-shower hair mask is amazing. So I'll do that for an hour and, like, catch up on some emails before I hop in the shower. And then the shampoo and conditioner I use right now is the Redken, like, Pro Bonding Concentrate. I think that's what it's called. And it's specifically for colored hair. And then my favorite hair mask to use in the shower is the Color Wow Money Hair Mask. I love that one. And also, if I'm not using that one, I will do Kérastase, the extreme, whatever their extreme damage line is, that's what I'm using. Okay. That has
Wait,
also
so are you doing
so much.
A mask before and
Yeah,
in
I don't know
shower?
If that's like I don't know if that's like a good idea, but like yes, I am. And
Okay.
Yeah. I usually do the Kérastase one if I don't do the pre-shower hair mask because I just feel like it feels lighter. I don't know. But my hair is very damaged, you guys. I have been getting highlights for a while. Anyway, yes. Okay, so now it's
not
like...
Not just highlights. It's like your whole head.
Yeah. Well, it's like full highlight, so it's like your whole head. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And then it's probably like 12 at this point.
Honestly, so productive.
Like, maybe this is ambitious, but yeah, like 12:30 ish, I would say 12:30.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and then like for the admin portion of the day, I'm usually like going through any emails. I do work with a management team now that actually handles all the emails, so that has been a lot lighter recently. Like, I'm not really going through emails. Usually it's only like brands who had my last email address / like any PR or whatever. Or I will like go through my management's platform, how they like, it's, what do you call it? Like a platform where it handles all your admin work. I don't know.
Yeah.
How to
yeah.
describe it. Hopefully you guys know what I'm talking about. And see like if I need to do anything for any campaigns, anything I need to submit, any edits, whatever. Or I'll do like prep for shooting, prep for filming, brainstorming, getting inspo for upcoming shoots or content I want to create, or I'll be linking things, creating stuff on LTK, working on like what the heck am I going to put on my stories, because I've been really not doing my stories recently. But I've also realized it's because I feel like I'm in this era of like being more present and like working on shit, so I think that's why. Okay, so that's like the day for the admin day. Okay, after work, after all of this is happening, this has been pretty consistent honestly, and I'm really loving it. So Josh and I will walk Kylo for like 3 miles, and I will leave my phone at home. And that has been so therapeutic, so amazing. I've loved this little ritual that we do at night. And then I'll get back, we'll make dinner, I'll post my reel. Right now I'm loving making like Mediterranean chicken bowls. That's like my favorite little thing. And then usually we'll watch a show. I feel like my favorite show to watch with him right now is Only Murders in the Building. The new season is out, and so it's fun to like watch. I think it's on Mondays too. I can't remember. But love that. We're also watching The Bear. And then I'll usually have like a dessert, like a little sweet treat at the end of the night. My favorite thing, by the way, is I used to love Nutella. I love anything hazelnut. That's my favorite flavor of anything. So I found this at Sprouts. It's a hazelnut butter spread, I think. It's from the brand like Chosen Foods. It's like the avocado oil brand. And it's so good.
It's like
good.
A really good brand.
Yeah.
It's like a clean brand.
Mm-hmm. It's like a very clean like Nutella vibe. And it's so good. I love eating it with raspberries.
Yum.
And or like a little like yogurt bowl too if I didn't have one earlier. And then I'll probably like go on TikTok for the rest of the night until I fall asleep. That's my little mindless, shameless scroll. So that's my typical admin day in depth.
Love that. Honestly, that was really fun to listen to.
I like love hearing what people do. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I honestly could have gone harder, but like it We thought this episode wasn't going to be long, and now I feel like it's going to be really long.
For some reason, I thought this was going to, like, go by in, like, 40 minutes. But the intro, I guess we chatted quite a bit at the beginning, so.
But,
Love that.
Yeah, honestly. And then, yeah, okay. So that was, like, a good admin day, like a Monday. That's a Monday for me.
Yeah.
What about you?
Okay, so that was really good. Okay, I'm gonna like go off your like structure. Okay, so Mondays/admin days. So I feel like Mondays are the days that I see my trainer. So if it is a Monday, then I wake up. I unfortunately am not a morning person, and I wish I was, but I am just a night person.
You're a night girl.
And I have tried to shift it, but no matter what, it just doesn't work right now. So I'm like, you know what? When I have a baby, I'll be a morning person.
I feel
person.
Like you're one or the
and
other.
Until and then, like, yeah. I just can't force it right now. So I wake up at, I literally wake up at, like, with, like, the least amount of time that I need to get ready, if that makes sense. So
yeah,
I, like, lay all my clothes out the night before, so I literally can just, like, wake up, wash my face, and put my clothes on. I wake up at, like, 6:15, and then we leave at 6:30.
It's so funny that you say you're not a morning person.
15 minutes before. Well, no, this is the only day
the only day
that I do this. So wake up at 6:15. We leave at 6:30. We drive 30 minutes to the trainer because he's really good. And then we work out from 7 to 8 o'clock. And then on the drive home, I post at like 8:15. So I have my post ready. I will do my post at 8:15 and just kind of do some engagement in the car. And then when we get home, I'll have breakfast depending on, usually after I work out, it'll probably be like a bigger breakfast. Like we'll have like eggs, bacon, fruit, like that kind of situation. Yeah. But then if I don't work out, so maybe this is like a Monday where I'm skipping or a Tuesday, this is more a normal part of my routine. I feel like I wake up, I set my alarm for 8 o'clock, and I know this is so bad for you, but I just do it. I don't care. I immediately go on my phone and I post around 8:15. So I just make sure everything looks good. Everything's, you know, tagged in the order that I want. Okay, I guess it's like I edit at night, so I'm editing in the dark. So in the morning when I post, I just have to make sure it looks correct because sometimes at night things look different in terms of lighting. Like at night it looks so bright, and then in the morning when it's actually bright, the photo's way darker than I have planned. So I always have to double check that like the warmth and the lighting is okay, because I have definitely posted where the photo was way too dark, but it looked so bright at night. So I always have to double check that. But then, yeah, so I'll wake up, post 8:15, and then I'll probably engage for about 45 minutes while I'm laying in bed. Like, I don't even get out of bed at this point. Usually Andrew will, he'll wake up and kind of take the dogs out, let the dogs out in the morning, and then get situated and he'll start work. And then I am like a little brat that stays in bed until 9 with my engaging.
See, I will fall back asleep if I do that, like, immediately. So that's why
So then at 9, I'll get out of bed, go, like, obviously brush my teeth, wash my face. I've been trying to do very simple skincare routines, I feel like, because with, like, stress and especially travel coming up and my period, I will break out and it'll kind of be, like, deeper cystic acne, and especially if I eat dairy.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to just keep it very simple, like, loving my Zoskin, Clarins. I love their moisturizer. Depending on how my skin is, if I am breaking out, I'll do the Caudalie Vino Perfect Serum. It's like in the green bottle. And then if I'm doing good, I will do the Clarins, I think it's the anti-aging one, it's their iconic,
the vitamin
serum.
C one or the double
no
serum?
Double serum
yeah that one so
yeah
good. I
that,
love that one.
with the moisturizer, and then it's honestly all I do on my skin. And then sometimes I will honestly wear pimple patches over pimples just so I don't pick at them. So if I go to touch it, like, I have it protected by a pimple patch, and like, that's like, I don't know, a little that's secret a good, for me, yeah. Because like, sometimes I'll just kind of, if I'm working, I'll pick at them or touch them, and I know that makes it so much worse. So I just put a pimple patch on it and then I don't mess with it. So yeah. Then I will go downstairs and I will go outside and like stand, let the dogs run around, pick up the poop, all that kind of stuff for like 5 to 10 minutes and like get sunshine. Like you said, like grounding a little bit, breathing in, like looking at the sun, feeling it on my skin. And then I will do breakfast. So I feel like for breakfast recently, I see a nutritionist. It's a little different than a dietitian. I think they're just like slightly less certified. I think like they're not a doctor basically. But my nutritionist we've been working on like high protein meals, and I feel like this is so important for women, and yeah. like nobody talks about this. Yeah. And yeah, so I've been just trying to balance that and like eating, like I said, eggs and bacon, or kind of gotten sick of eggs lately. So I've had to find some alternatives, which has been a little hard, but I have my protein bar that I really like. I don't remember what it's called, but it's kind of hard to find dairy-free, gluten-free protein bars that are actually good. And I feel like I'm just more of a dark chocolate tea person, not a milk chocolate.
Same.
So finally found one that I love. So I'll have that if I don't really want to think about it, because I hate when I have to stress about food, or I hate when I have to like think about my meal too hard. I'm like, I don't want to be doing that. So I feel like a protein bar and a banana is like a really good go-to for me in the morning. Or we also found this really yummy gluten-free high protein pancake mix.
Yum.
And they're actually so yummy. So I started making those last week, and it's definitely a little more work because you have to like mix like the egg and the mix and the oil and whatnot, but they come out really yummy. So like that with just some maple syrup and strawberries and almond butter, I feel like in my head I used to think that that was not a healthy breakfast, but I feel like my nutritionist is helping me see that that's totally fine to eat, and like it has really good protein. So that's what we're going for. So love that. And then I feel like my Pilates is usually 11 to 12 is kind of my ideal time of when I like to go. So I'll go on my computer. We're probably at like 10 o'clock right now, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I will respond to emails with my management. I still have control of my inbox. I don't have a ghost email or anything. So like I will go through my emails and just respond to anything, whether that's responding to my manager or responding to brands that have reached out, and I'm like looping in my manager and basically passing it to them. So I do that, anything that's urgent. And then I will leave for Pilates around 10:40, 10:45-ish. And I will do Pilates, and then usually, depending on what mood I'm in, for lunch, I feel like I like doing a sweet green. I love salads. I'm such a salad girly. So sweet green is on the way home, so that's really easy to grab. I also love Mendocino sandwiches and salads as well, so that's another really yummy option. Or we do order meal preps, so if we get those in for the week, I'll just quickly heat that up. It's usually just like ground beef, green beans, and a scoop of rice, or like chicken, green beans, and rice, basically very simple, like easy foods that I, again, don't have to really think about.
Yeah.
So that'll be lunch. And then I'll usually come back to the computer, check up on things, you know, talk with my assistant about what I need help with for the week, like what needs to be completed and all that. And then if I finish that in a timely manner, I feel like I don't know why, but I always have something to organize or clean or put away. It feels like it's never ending. And I don't know why that is, but it's like trying to keep the kitchen counter clear, putting away like PR orders, all that, like just organizing. So for some reason, I always have that to do. It just like doesn't stop, and I don't get it, but that's So I feel like I will do that and kind of take a break from the screen, just to like break it up basically. And I will usually listen to podcasts, listen to like The Toast every day, Call Your Daddy on Wednesdays, Vile Files.
That's when he comes
out. I don't know when he comes out yet. Yeah. So always podcast for sure. I love podcasts. Or even when I'm doing emails, I'll throw it on too. Like I love having background noise. So yeah, and then I'll do that. And then I'm not really a caffeine girly. I don't drink coffee. I do drink matcha. And I've been trying not to drink as much Celsius. I honestly can't even drink a full Celsius. Like I only try to drink half at a time anyway. But if I'm not having caffeine that day, usually around 3 o'clock, it's nap time.
Love that.
So I will like lay down and take a little nap. I just feel like sometimes my eyes get heavier. I just feel tired and like I won't be able to do anything productively because I'm so tired. So I'm like, I'll just take a nap. So sometimes I'll take a nap from like 3 to 4:30, basically 3 to 5, just depending on the workload. Some days it's like really good and I don't have to take a nap and I'm like, wow, didn't take a nap today. Like I'm feeling good, rested. Yeah. I know. So yeah, but I feel like naps are definitely a part of my day, so I won't hide that.
I love that. I don't know how you function without caffeine. Like, I'm impressed, truly.
Well, I take a nap.
I know. So that's, I mean, it makes sense. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's what I do. And then just to finish off the afternoon, I feel like I'll edit campaigns and just kind of check my email one more time, like, you know, respond, finish anything through there. And then I love to eat dinner early. I like, if I could eat dinner at 5 p.m. every day, that would be so ideal. I
feel like that's really good.
Feel like it's, yeah, I just never have liked eating late. And when my stomach issues were really bad, it always just helped me to eat earlier because then I felt like I had enough time to digest before bed. Honestly, so much time. If I go to bed at like midnight and I eat at 5, that's like almost, that's like 7 hours of digesting. So then I would wake up and not have a stomach ache. So I just always like to eat early. So like we cook probably half the time and do takeout half the time. We really like cooking, and by we I mean me. I cook scallops, salmon, and we get all this stuff from the farmer's market. We get all our veggies from the farmer's market. I also really love like a spaghetti bolognese, so just spaghetti with meat sauce, tacos with ground beef. I'm trying to think, those are like the main dishes in the rotation right now. And then in terms of takeout, we'll do like sushi is a big one. Vietnamese food is another one that we mainly do, I feel like. And then, oh, and then we have these restaurants near us that are gluten-free completely. One is called Nectarine Grove. And then it's like smaller sister restaurant is called Healthy Creations. And everything they have is gluten-free. So they have like this really yummy breaded chicken that's gluten-free. So I'll either get that with fries or get the chicken on a salad. That's a really good one for me as well. And then we also, this is so random, but like love Outback Steakhouse. We have to do takeout though because it's really far. So we get it delivered, but it's so easy because like I'll just get my 6 ounce steak, a baked potato, and steamed broccoli. And it's like such a good, easy meal. And I feel like it's not like saturated in butter and like, it just is very like light and healthy and it's good portion size. So I feel like that's another thing that I love to eat. And then after dinner, I also have a sweet tooth. I like have to have dessert, and obviously being dairy and gluten free, that's really hard, but I finally found my desserts. I feel like, so I feel like I love my Simple Mills cookies, my, I forgot the brand of my dairy-free ice cream.
Simple Mills is so good. Such a good brand.
Simple Mills, yeah. They have, like, good potato chips that are cooked in avocado oil, tortilla chips, different kinds of cookies, all that. What's my ice cream called? I want to say like creamy,
Cosmic,
but that is not
Cosmic
it.
Bliss.
Cosmic Bliss, yes. Dairy-free ice cream. It's actually pretty good for what it is as a dairy-free ice cream. Love that. But honestly, my go-to is what I call a berry bowl. I always ask my husband to make these for me, and he just does such a good job. It just tastes so much better when you don't have to make it yourself. So we just will do like a dairy-free yogurt, or I've been having kefir yogurt recently. Mm-hmm. I think there's like not a lot of dairy in that one. And then strawberries and the Hue dark chocolate nuggets.
Yum.
In that. And that's love my that. Dessert berry bowl that hits my sweet tooth. And then, yeah, we'll usually watch a TV show after dinner. So then I will kind of edit my reels while I'm doing that and post a reels while I'm watching the TV show. We were watching The Rookie for a really long time, but we ended up catching up on that. So, yeah, now we're watching football because football's back on. But I don't know. That. I feel like we've literally watched all the shows. I know you, like, if you anything's like randomly, been viral, like, I know. We're on top of it.
I will say a show, and you're like, yeah, we watched the whole thing. And I'm like, what? So good.
Yeah. Love just, that. Like, love all the shows. Yeah. So if it's been, like, a top 10 on Hulu, Netflix,
yeah.
Peacock, I've probably seen it. Love reality TV as well. So I'll do that. By myself. Sometimes Andrew gets hooked and then I have to watch it with him, like Love Island and stuff. And then, yeah, I'll post my reels, engage a little bit. And then I also prep my post the night before. So I'll like go through my photos. So yeah, like Danielle said, like scrolling through, there's probably like 100 to 300 photos per outfit, depending on how many photos it took to get the shot. But I will scroll through, favorite all the ones I like, and then I'll upload all the favorites into Lightroom and then copy and paste my preset on it. And then out of those favorites, then I'll go through them individually and export the favorites of those onto my phone. And then when it obviously used to be 10, I'd have to like narrow it down to 10 and do that. And then like prep my post basically the night before. So like uploading everything in the order, caption tags, location tags, all that stuff, and then draft it. And then I'll go back and delete all the photos that were not favorited in my photo album on my phone so that I can clear up space. And then I feel like usually shower at the end of the night. I'm trying to think. I feel like I try to rotate my shampoo. So right now I've been rotating between Vegamore, Kerastase, and Monday hair care. I just feel like when I rotate, I get better results. Yeah, I feel like if I use the same one all the time, it stops being effective. So, but I want to try hair masks more because I feel like I have a dry scalp. So need to figure that out. And then, yeah, I try to switch up my shampoos. Trying to think what else. Honestly, like, such a basic shower routine. I honestly, like, I know this sounds so weird, but, like, I dread taking a shower until I'm actually in the shower. Once I'm in the shower, everything's fine and it's just whatever. Like, but like getting to the shower, it's like a whole thing. Especially if it's like a full body shower situation, then it's just like, oh, it takes me so long to get there. But once I'm there, it's obviously fine. So yeah, that's just a fun fact. And then again, skincare at night is very simple. I have my exfoliating pads that I use. I'll use a serum and then moisturizer and a lip mask, and that's pretty much it. And then if I remember, I'll try to do my red light mask for I think it's like 10 or 15 minutes every couple nights. So I try to remember that. I feel like I like my easy one that I have. That's basically like sunglasses. You like put it on like sunglasses, but the whole like mask is over your face. It's not like one of those like intense ones. So I don't know if it's as effective, but that I enjoy doing. And then we also set up our hatch that we got from an event, and honestly it's my new favorite thing.
Really?
I feel like that should be my influence of the week next week.
Oh my god, okay. Next.
Yeah, basically you can set it up for when you wake up, you can pick the noise too, and we just do this like sound bowl noise and like an ocean noise, and you pick your time when you want to wake up, and it'll start out very quiet, and the light on it starts out really dim, and then the light gets like brighter and brighter, so you're like basically waking up to a sunrise.
Yeah.
And the music gets like louder and louder until it's time to wake up. So, and there's a snooze on it too, so you can like snooze it so it'll start over. So that's like really nice to wake up to. And then at night it has a red light that you can have on, so it's just red light in your room.
Oh, okay.
When you go to bed.
Set this up tonight. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, it's honestly really cool. So we have been loving the Hatch. Andrew loves the Hatch too. And then usually he goes to bed pretty early. He's he's not a night or morning person, honestly. Like, he could go to bed at 10 p.m. and then wake up at 9 a.m. like every day. Like, he's not.
Josh is a night person, not a morning person. Like, he struggles
he does get up obviously for work, but if it's like, if he didn't have to work, he wouldn't get up till 9. Like, we would wait, like on the weekends we like wait until the dogs wake us up, and like until Dexter just can't wait any longer, and he'll start like tapping his toes and like huffing and puffing and like trying to jump on the bed, and it's like a whole thing. So but yeah, and then usually I feel like I will mindlessly scroll in bed. I'm like really slow in the bathroom because I just like get so distracted by so many things. So I feel like my whole shower bedtime routine can honestly take me up like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, almost an hour, depending on how slow I'm going. Oh my God,
I'm like going so fast. I hate getting ready for bed. Like, I'm trying to make it 10 minutes.
Yeah, no,
max.
I do. I like lay on the bed, like trying to muster up the energy to hype myself up to go do my nighttime routine. And then I'm like so slow. But then I feel like I usually get in bed between 10:45 and 11 is what I aim for. And then I'll scroll in bed and finish my post if I didn't do that for probably like an hour. And then I feel like I go to bed at midnight. My Aura Ring definitely tells me I need to go to bed earlier for my circadian rhythm, because it's like the peak of your sleep is supposed to line up with a certain point in time, I guess. And I don't do that because I go to bed at midnight, but I just feel like if I go to bed any earlier, like if I go to bed at 11, I will wake up at 7 a.m., no alarm, no nothing. Like, my body just only needs 8 hours and then I'm awake. Like, I rarely sleep more than 8 hours, and I feel like that's plenty of sleep. And honestly, I thrive on days where I have like 6 hours. So I just feel like I can't even go to bed earlier than midnight. Otherwise, I will be up so early.
But, like, you don't want to be?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't. So, I just, like, mindless scroll, online shop, check out all the things, follow people's links. until midnight, and then I'm like, okay, well, that's good. And then I'll set my alarm, and then I put my phone down, and then I feel like I kind of do like your little ritual thing, like where I just like say things that I'm grateful for and like thankful for, and like pray for people and say amen.
Love
and then
that.
Sometimes I fall asleep while I'm doing that, you know.
I
fall asleep mid prayer for sure.
Yeah.
Which I'm
no,
like
I've done
I'm like
that fine.
I'm like,
you're like,
you know,
sorry
what?
God. Fell asleep on
I'm
that
like
one.
You know, I fell asleep like talking to you. It's like we drifted to sleep together. So but I feel like that's pretty much like a day in my life, honestly, that's very casual. If I have errands to do, I'll usually do them on Monday too, whether that's like going to the post office, like dropping Poshmark orders off, going to the dry cleaners and the tailors, like my new favorite thing. So I've mentioned like dropping things off at the dry cleaners, the tailor, like I've been getting my skirts hemmed lately, and honestly it makes me so happy. So I've been doing that. That's all kind of Monday things, basically. So, that's kind of what my day will typically look like. And I feel like throughout the day, I'll take little breaks here and there, like 5-10 minute breaks, go outside, get some sun, let the dogs run around. Like, we usually leave the back door open so they can. It's been really hot lately, so we haven't been doing this. But when it's cooler, we'll leave the back door open and the dogs love it. Like Dexter will just sit outside in the sun so and like honestly sunbathe, and he's just so happy out there. And Wrangler will bop in and out too, and like I'll go out there and like sit or lay next to him and just like soak up some sun and then come back inside if I have like a really heavy computer day, just to like break it up, because if I look at a screen too long I will start to get nauseous and then I'm like, okay, time to go do something else.
Yeah,
so yeah, that is kind of my admin day. Monday, sometimes Tuesdays, and like what that looks like. So
love,
I feel
that.
Like we can, I don't know, like quickly go through,
yeah,
like
a shoot,
an event day or content day, or should we like save this for part two?
I know, I feel like we could literally do a part two. Maybe we could
honestly
do a part
I feel
two.
Like maybe let's do a part two, because then we don't have to rush through it.
Yeah,
and
this went by
yeah,
so fast.
I feel like honestly you guys will are probably more interested in those days anyway.
Yeah.
The event days and content days and what that looks like. So yeah, maybe let's just do a part two on that. Oh, I forgot to share my supplements really quick.
Okay,
I'm
yes.
just like looking back at
yes,
the notes.
Yes,
okay,
yes, share them.
So I see a naturopathic doctor and a nutritionist, and they give me like a supplement plan, and I'm supposed to take them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but honestly, I've kind of fallen off the train and I need to get back on it, because I'm wondering, like, I wonder why if I feel a little more tired, because I'm not taking my pills I'm supposed to be taking. Mm. But I take a bunch in the morning. I take fish oil. I'll name them, but I honestly don't even know what a lot of them do. They help with deficiencies that I have from blood tests and results and things that I've taken. So I take like fish oil, it's called like NAC, ADK, Avail, ashwagandha, selenium.
Oh, interesting.
I'm think.
Not,
like so many.
These are.
Selenium, I'm trying to think. There's like a couple more I can't think off the top of my head. And then I will take those in lunch, and then dinner I have magnesium added in there.
Wait,
but
also
yeah,
I was going to ask you, like,
tonight.
Do you know what your supplement for magnesium is? Because I think I bought a 500 milligram one, and I can't. I looked it up, and people said that
I'll
was
look,
really
but
high.
Yeah, I'll look and text you, okay. But I take three. Oh, wait, oh. It's a CalMag. It's CalMag. So it's calcium and magnesium,
oh.
I think, is what it
okay.
is. So CalMag,
I've heard people
and I take
talk
three
about
of them.
That on TikTok.
So, okay. Yeah, and I feel like... Yeah, I need to get back on it, and I also need to pack them for Europe, because I feel like I just feel better
too.
When I take my supplements. And I've been sending Andrew to the grocery store. That's another thing about me, is like if there's one thing I hate, it is the grocery store. And I just feel like it is overwhelming for me, and then I get
it takes too much
so
time.
Excited. I buy too much, and then sometimes it just goes to waste, whereas like he can just go be in and out and be done.
Yeah.
So it's just better for everyone if he goes. So I've been having him stock up on my protein bars so that I can pack them for Europe.
I was going to say I'm going to bring mine too.
Like I am stocking and packing.
I brought mine
too
when I went to Italy with my family, and it was so nice. Like it was so nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that'll just be nice to have as a breakfast or just a snack to have on the side, whatever, just something super easy to carry and eat. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, I love my supplements, and I need to get back on it. They're just, it's a whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wanted to make sure I shared that, because that is a big part of my day too. And yeah, okay, so I feel like that's pretty much what my day looks like. I feel like kind of similar.
Love it.
Okay, well, hopefully you guys liked this kind of episode. We're gonna do a part two, and we'll kind of break down our admin days and our event days and what those look like. But yeah, hopefully you guys have a great week this week, and happy September, happy fall. I said it is what it is. It's fall, although it's like 100 degrees in
I know
San
it's
Diego right now,
meanwhile
so
it's 100
it's not fall.
degrees, but September means fall.
Yeah, so Yeah, hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Oh, wait, we totally forgot our listener of the week.
Yes, I just remembered too.
Listener of the week.
Okay, our listener of the week is Natasha. Her Instagram handle is at Natasha_Lu. She is a super sweet listener. She also has a stunning feed. She is like a very chic, girly, like she has like a capsule wardrobe that I think is really, really cute. And she is a London girly. So any other London girlies out there, you guys can connect. Or if you need some London inspo, go follow her. But shout out to you, Natasha. So we appreciate you listening.
Yay, love that. Okay, amazing. Well, we need to get our sleep, prep our packing, prep our trip. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and also,
are we going to do part two? Part two coming soon.
Part two coming soon. I guess we could line that up if we wanted to
pre-record,
like, because we were going to take a week off. Like, we will have episodes coming, but...
Yeah, I think we can do part two for sure. Because I feel like this is really fun and interesting.
I know, me too. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, part two coming.
Love that. Okay, well, love you guys. And we will chat soon in our next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.